As an actor, Kevin Bacon's career has taken him from playing armchair trivia in the film Diner.
10 points. What would a man probably have if he had a visible contusion near the upper part of his zygomatic arch?
Black eye.
Sharp lump on his head.
No.
Black eye, you bozo.
Bryn Mawr Stebbins.
I think he would have a bump here.
You look like you got a bump on your head. A black eye.
To trying to make it home in Apollo 13.
Listen, they gave us too much Delta V. They had us burn too long. At this rate, we're going to skip right out of the atmosphere, and we're never going to get back.
What are you talking about? How'd you figure that?
I can add.
This Friday, Kevin Bacon makes his silver screen directorial debut with Loverboy. He's made it a family affair. Bacon's wife, Kira Sedgwick, plays the lead. His brother, Michael, wrote the score. And he even found a role for his daughter, Sosie, adding her to a lineup of star power, including Sandra Bullock, Matt Dillon, and Marissa Tomei. Kevin Bacon joined us in our New York bureau to talk about his latest labor of love.
It's a story about a woman who has one very, very strong desire, which is to have a child. She's not interested in a relationship with a man. What she really just wants is to have a child as a single mother. And she figures out a way to have a child. And they have this very, very intense, almost kind of magical relationship, which goes along well until he decides to step out and experience the world. And it's about that moment when a child first does that.
Hey, kiddo! Give me a fighting chance to keep up!
Mom, I don't want you to come in with me.
But
I'm not a baby. No one else's mother is here.
And it's a bittersweet moment, and any of us that are parents know that it's sometimes difficult. But we let them go, and we release their hand, and they go down the street or they go into the playground. This is a woman who's incapable of letting that happen and has, you know, sort of tragic consequences.
Emily Stoll, the character that is played by Kira Sedgwick, she has other things going on, too, with her life. I mean, this is not just a typical separation anxiety, child leaving the nest story.
No, definitely not. I mean, you really, what's interesting to me about the book, and one of the things that I wanted to sort of bring into the movie is you meet this character, and she seems kind of fun and sexy and interesting and, you know, a little bit wacky, but as the movie kind of unfolds, you start to see that she really is a very disturbed person. And I wanted the movie to get increasingly more disturbing as we started to realize how disturbed her character actually was.
Hmm. Are we supposed to feel sympathetic toward her?
Well, to me, sympathy is it's an emotion that is so individual, you know, for each person. I spoke a lot about this when I was doing The Woodsman, and I think it sort of applies. In The Woodsman, I played a guy who was a pedophile getting out of prison, and people would say to me, well, were you trying to make him sympathetic? Were you trying to make him sympathetic? And, you know, I can play angry, sad, hungry, horny, but I can't walk through the door sympathetically. It's just not really an actable emotion, and I don't know that it's really necessarily all that directable either.
The little girl is your daughter. Is this the first time you've directed her?
Yeah, she's never acted in a film before. I mean, she's done school plays and stuff like that. And we don't encourage much of a public lifestyle. And for many, many years, they were never photographed and never went to any sort of, you know, events with us. And we tried to kind of keep them away from that. And, you know, I know that, look, we need kids in movies, but it's a rough life. It's rough work. And you know, Kira and I both felt really strongly we wanted our kids to have a childhood and go to school and, you know, do what regular kids do. That being said, all those things being said, here's this part, and she was the right age, and it was to play Kira as a little girl, and I was going to play the father. And I was like, oh, this is a no-brainer. I got to ask her to do it. So I went to her, and I said, what would you think about playing this part in the movie? And she said, well, how much school am I going to miss? I said, I don't know. I mean, I haven't done the board yet, but I'd say probably about 4 or 5 days. She said, it's too much school. I don't want to do it. I said, well, what if I could get it down to 3 days? She said, well, let me think about it. So we kept, you know, casting the movie. I kept going back to her. She said, I'm not sure. I'm still thinking about it. I finally said, look, you got to make a decision because I got to go out and find another little girl if you're not going to do this part. And, you know, I put on my director hat, which is, you know, take no prisoners, and convinced her to do it.
She has a scene where she's at a class. It's kind of like the talent show. And she decides that she's going to do David Bowie's Life on Mars.
But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show.
I love that. I love that scene. I said, you know, I want to see Emily's character as a little girl. I want to see her kind of nuttiness when she was younger and how that might manifest itself. And I want to see the parents rejecting that, those things that make her unique and those things that make her special.
Was that supposed to be about us?
No.
Well, it sure sounded like a con. Calm damnation.
I like the song.
Oh, don't bullshit us, young lady. Nobody could like that song. You picked that song deliberately to humiliate us.
I promise I didn't.
Everybody else did a poem. You sing a song by a druggie and what's his name?
It's Bowie something. I don't know his English.
And sorry. I think that if you're an offbeat child, if you're an alternative kid, an artsy kid or a weirdo, it can either go couple of different ways. My parents were incredibly supportive of that in me and in my brothers and sisters. Many parents aren't, you know, and I think that can be really painful if you're that kid.
I was going to remind you there's an old showbiz adage, never follow children or animals, and in this one you managed to direct both.
Oh my God, sheep. I don't know. You know, it's one of those things, you know, you put in a script and you go, oh, that won't be a problem. And it was really a nightmare. For all you young directors out there, try to avoid the sheep scene if you can. They're not so trainable. Let's put it that way.
They have trouble hitting their marks.
They definitely have trouble hitting their marks, yeah. I was about 2 steps away from saying, let's just stuff one and, you know, and we'll put it on wheels and pretend it's alive.
Did you always want to direct? Are you one of those actors that said, what I really want to do is direct?
No, no. When I first started acting, I mean, you know, I was a kid. It never really occurred to me that I would direct. But what it is that you're so overwhelmed by the process of filmmaking when you're younger and the first time you walk on a set. And then you start to learn a little bit about what this guy's doing and that guy's doing and the length of a lens and a schedule and, you know, whatever it is, forced calls and light and all these amazing things that make up the process of filmmaking. And eventually you start to go, well, I know so much about this that maybe I'll run the show, you know. And it's also, look, I mean, at my age, you know, I'm still working for the man, right? I'm still waiting for the phone to ring, you know. I'm still saying, oh, please like me, hire me, be nice to me. And you know, there's something about that after a while, it becomes a little emasculating. You sort of go, look, you know, I'm a middle-aged guy and, you know, maybe I'll be the boss. Hmm.
Kevin Bacon is the director of the new movie Loverboy, which stars his wife, Kira Sedgwick. Good luck with it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair.
The conversation continues at NPR.org, where Kevin Bacon talks about applying his acting experience to the job of directing. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Jesse Baker, with production help from Ned Wharton, David Rector, Elaine Heinzman, Vanessa Romo, and Arwa Gunja. Stu Seidel is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, with audio engineer Greg Gavin. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman, with additional music from Steph Skajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen. If they ask her to focus on sin.